This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm a health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Many college students are unaware of their hearing loss. And that's true. When you think about people getting up in years, being concerned about hearing loss, but now there's college students. You believe that? Many college students now think they can hear just fine, but new research suggests that up to one-fourth of them may actually have evidence of early hearing loss. The new finding appears in the International Journal of Audiology. Researchers made this discovery while recruiting college students with normal hearing for a study that looked at whether the use of personal music players like iPods can cause temporary hearing loss. Several of the students who reported normal hearing during telephone interviews showed signs of hearing loss when tested. One quarter of 56 students at the University of Florida in Gainesville, not much of a Gator fan, by the way, go Noles, who reported normal hearing during the initial phone interviews actually measured 15 decibels of more hearing loss at one or more test frequencies. So students completed a health survey and questionnaire about the hearing exposure to loud noise and underwent hearing tests in a sound booth at all the sound frequencies used in a traditional full hearing test. Of the participants who demonstrated hearing loss, 7% had 25 decibels or more of hearing loss, which is considered to be mild. And hearing loss occurred in both range frequencies identified as speech frequencies because they aid in speech discrimination, as well as the higher frequencies. The highest levels of high-frequency hearing loss occurred among male students who reported using personal music players such as iPods and MP3 players, the study showed. So be careful what you do with the volume, especially listening to our iPods. I mean, now it's becoming so popular with all that we do, and it's important to manage that because you turn them up too loud. I mean, of course, you're putting it in your ear. A lot of studies have been shown that it can cause hearing loss, so it's important to be really careful with our ears, with everything that we do. I mean, there's so much that can damage that. With cell phones, always, I mean, even the earpieces we use for those, we have to be careful. So watch your hearing, because now we've got our young people that are already getting into a mild stage of hearing loss. It's a big deal. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You got questions you want to ask and you can't get in through the phone lines, they're open right now. But if you can't get in, you can always go to Twitter, tweet me a message, and I'll be able to answer it either through that or on the show. Also with Facebook, or you can send me an email. Go to asaandrew.com and be glad to make it part of the show. Quote for the day comes from a proverb. It says, "He who hesitates is lost." You got to act quickly in life, and you got to make it happen. So true with everything, especially with our health. When you're thinking about things you need to do for your health and for your life to get your body where it needs to be, for example, changing the way you eat. Now, one thing is you got to make the decision. That's the biggest thing for people. If people come into a clinical setting, they always want to. I mean, it's always, well, doctors, I want to get well. I want to make sure that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of it. Been dealing with a thyroid condition or heart disease or whatever they've been dealing with, and they go into a doctor's office, whoever it might be, and they're struggling. And they want to know what they can do. Well, the first thing is you got to make a decision that you want to get well, that whenever your doctor comes up with a game plan for you, that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. And coming up with a made-up mind is one of the biggest keys. So if you got to change the way you eat, if you've got to exercise more, if they're going to put you on medication, but, oh, you don't want to take it, but, oh, your blood work and everything else said that you need to, because maybe your body's in a place where it needs it, you have to be willing to do it. And you better be willing to trust whoever you're working with that they can guide you and lead you down the path of where you need to be. And that's really the key, is to make sure that you can find someone you can walk with and then make the right decisions so you can get well, stay well, and live well. That's the key. The great thing is our body changes. Our body can get sick. It can also get well. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out, which is an amazing thing. It's all come down to us. A little bit of genetics, for sure. Don't forget that what grandma and grandpa had definitely got passed down. But that's okay. We can make changes. That's the good news. We have the ability to choose and to make radical changes in our life that can yield those radical results. 888-283-7272. You can call me right now. We're going to go to Stan. Hi, Stan. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, doctor. Hey, I'm a diabetic and have been for about 6 or 7 years. And I worked out a good bit, basically on a track, and tried to eat well. I got a question for you, though. Here a while back, I was always checking my pulse rate, generally in the morning and everything. But I think I maybe got a little paranoid. I'm not sure I'm checking it right. I was told that if you press hard on your wrist, you're not going to get an accurate reading. I had one day was checking it, and to me, my pulse rate went beep, 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 beep. And it kind of was just a slight pause and beep, 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 beep. And, you know, he'd do that about 100 times, you know. But it was almost like it had happened in about 100 where he would like to climb a hill. Is that something to be concerned about?
Did it happen, you said it only happened a couple times a day, or did it happen one right after another?
Oh, no. I'd have 60 to 70 regular type beats before he'd do it, you know. And,
have you gone to see your doctor yet?
No, I've got a physical coming up in May. My question is, do I take the pulse rate? Right, someone said you should just lightly lay your finger across the wrist. That's the only way you're going to get an accurate reading. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay. Yeah,
you want to go to the light.
If you put a lot of pressure on that wrist, can you get a distorted reading?
There's a host of things that it could be. A lot of could-be's, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things that's one of those deals where it's a little kind of a little red flag flashing back and forth, like, hey, there's something going on, not sure what it is. Could be something as simple as stress. I mean, really, that sounds so generic, but it's true. And that's why going in and letting the physician do some blood tests, things you think that they're going to do at your physical, they'll probably do it now. But I would go in still, because you don't want to wait. You just don't. Not when you're playing around with your heart rate and all that. That's nothing you want to play around with. What is your age, by the way?
58 next Friday.
Yeah, 58. So you're still young. You really are. Some people think it's old. It's not, man. You're still young. It's just one of those ages where now things are starting to, if you ever get that little sign that something might be wrong or something might be changing in the body, then you definitely want to go in. That's one of those things.
Well, I was going to a diabetic specialist back in January, back in 2009. And when they did the blood work on me, he said, this is one reason I left him. He said to me, well, your thyroid's a little low, but I'm not going to do anything with it right now. Okay. And so then I went to this doctor I thought he was an MD, but he was, of all things, he was a chiropractor, but he was specializing in the treatment of diabetes.
Okay.
And he told me, in fact, he helped me. He really did. He told me things I did not know. And they did his test on me, and he said, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, we lost the call. That's okay. The bottom line is, go see your physician on that and keep me posted.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to more Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to kick it off right now and go with Jim. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Evening there. How you doing, sir?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Okay, well, my daughter's got MS, and she's had it for like about 3 years or something like that. And I was just wondering, is there anything that you can take, eat, whatever, to, I mean, she's on Avonex, she gets a shot a week, but I was just wondering, is there anything else that you can do to help something like this?
Now, what is her age, your daughter?
She's 30.
30, okay. And the diagnosis for about 3 years now, right?
Correct, exactly.
Okay. Has the progression of the MS that she's dealing with, has it been progressive, rapid, or has it been very slight and slow?
Very slight and slow. I mean, you know, she got diagnosed with it. You know, she got the numbness. First off, she got numbness in her thumbs, you know, and she just thought it was her shoulder, and she thought it was just the way she was sleeping or something like that. And then one day she just, you know, it's like the whole right side of her body went numb. Mm-hmm. And so she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, let me run a test. And sure enough, she had MS. And so she's been taking the Avonex shots ever since then, once a week. And I'm just wondering, is there some sort of food or something like that, vitamins or something like that, that will help her?
There are. There's a lot of things that can help. And the first thing you don't want to do, I mean, she needs to definitely obviously keep taking medication, and you don't want to change any of that regimen. But there's a lot that she can do to support her body as she's going through this. And one key thing to note is that with multiple sclerosis, the key of it is you've got basically the nerve, and you've got myelin around the nerve. And what happens is, as we know, there's the myelin begins to break down, and that's where the sclerosing happens and the damage happens to the nervous system. Well, we've found and have always known, actually, that the galactose milk sugar, which is found, it's found in milk products, but one of the better milk products that you can use that can help, that rebuilds myelin. Now, whether this will rebuild, once something has sclerosed, it's very hard for it to rebuild, obviously, but it can help in the rebuilding process, and the hope is, not saying that it will do this, but the hope is that it could work on the mechanism of rebuilding and building within the body. Galactose milk sugar, goat's milk is really good because it's the closest molecular structure that we have to human mother's milk, so our bodies are accustomed to it. Unlike cow's milk, raw cow's milk dairy, I'm a big fan of, okay? It works really well. The body handles it fairly well. But the casein protein that's in there, when it's homogenized and pasteurized, it becomes a little bit more difficult for the body to handle and break down. So the goat's milk tends to be a little bit on the easier side for the body to work with. Kefir is great. Of course, it's a little bit more curdled. And then yogurt being even more in butter as well. So all of those are going to contain the galactose milk sugar that can help support her body as she's going through this. Again, it's just helping to build. We know that just through all the textbooks and basic physiology books that's what galactose does. The other thing that can be helpful for her, along with working with her physician, is to make sure that she's eating properly. Getting out gluten from the diet, which, you know, gluten is a protein found in most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, the whole nine yards. Gluten is more difficult for people that are celiac disease, which celiac disease, they can become deathly ill by eating that. But we also know that about 95% of Americans are gluten intolerant. And it just basic things like gas and bloating, fatigue, and those sorts of things, brain fog, all of that has to do with the gluten intolerance. But we also know that the nervous system itself is impeded in some ways by gluten. And it's never going to hurt to eliminate gluten, see how she feels. I mean, there's so much gluten-free stuff out at the stores now. You don't just have to go to, say, a health food store, a specialty health food store. All the basic stores like Kroger and Publix and those sorts of things, they contain and they carry all these gluten-free products. And you can go that route, see how her body responds. All the omega-3 fats are very, very good. If you're thinking about supplementation, then I'm a big fan of the Foundational Four. These are the four things that I always am just a fan of. I take them myself. I think that every family should have them on their kitchen table for kids and adults alike, and that's cod liver oil or a good omega-3 oil for your omega-3 fatty acids. We just don't get enough in our diet. A good multivitamin, always good. And, you know, digestive enzymes to help break the food down, probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. Those are all great things that can add to an already good diet, as they say. So anti-inflammatory diet, always a good way to go. That's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. That's in all the bookstores. And just if you're looking for things to do, those are some basics that you might want to consider. And as you go through this, and she goes through this, you might want to do it together. I'm always a big fan of when somebody has a health challenge in a family, if people do it together. There's accountability in that. There is encouragement in that. There is the fact that she's going to see you as being her cheerleader, which I know you already are, and I'm not doubting that. It just, our actions speak louder than our words. And so if dad jumps in and he starts eating well and starts kind of following this thing, because it's no different than somebody going through chemotherapy and somebody else shaving their head because the other person's going to lose their hair. And it may seem crazy. People do it all the time, though, just to show that they're in it with them, that they've got somebody that's going to walk through the whole deal with them. And just, you know, changing some of your eating habits to walk with it through. I mean, MS is a tough thing, no doubt about it. Technically, there's no cure, and there's a slow progression. But there's a lot of things you can do to support her body through this that can work in conjunction with her physician. And just make sure that if you decide on your own to do anything on the natural side, that you keep her doc posted on all that. Don't just start winging it because we had this conversation. It's always good. And any doctor will tell you, just let me know if you want to do something else. They'll tell you that. That's the way they'll pose it to you. So they can put it down in the chart and they know that you started doing these things and they can chart progress. I mean, my goodness, what if symptoms slowed down in 6 months? They would want to be able to chart that so they can see whether the disease is progressing or regressing, or kind of coming down to a halt. It's just always good to keep that in motion with her physician and anybody that's involved in her care. But hopefully that's some encouragement to you. Exercise as much as you can. Don't forget that. That's always important. And drinking plenty of water. All the basics that we all know, but sometimes we don't do. 888-283-7272.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, though, I want you to know this. The body can change. Are you willing to change? Well, that's the key. I've got an email come in. Samantha, actually from Florida, she writes an email, "I've been struggling with menopausal symptoms. And for the longest time, my energy levels have been up and down. But I'm having hot flashes now, and what should I do?" Well, it just depends, Samantha. I mean, that's kind of a broad question. But energy levels do fluctuate when you're going through menopause. You didn't list your age, so let's just say you're in your late 40s. So if mid to late 40s, if the change is happening, you know, definitely menopause or postmenopause is when you haven't had your period for a year. That's technically the definition of how and when that happens. But if you're having these hot flashes, one thing that a lot of more of the natural healthcare practitioners are doing is they're using black cohosh and blue cohosh, both of those. It's an herbal formula that you can get at your local health food store, whatever, and it can be very helpful. It can help balance out estrogen levels. Estrogen is really the big culprit of why you start having those flashing type symptoms and you get the heat and all of that. So sometimes the thyroid can mimic it, but many times it is the estrogen that can play that role. So it's important to take a look at it, make sure things are getting balanced, things are getting where they need to be, and just really getting things in order. Because when it comes to the hot flashes, menopause, there's a lot that goes on. Eating properly is going to be a real big key in exercise. I know that sounds cliche, but it is true. Your foundation is so important with what goes on in your health. And putting the right kind of things inside of your body is key. So you want to make sure that you're eating a balanced eating plan. Anti-inflammatory diet, of course. The one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, I think would be a great start. But keeping everything balanced, equal amounts of lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those. And keeping everything balanced, because your proteins and your fats are going to keep your blood sugars balanced out, and it's going to help all the way around keeping everything where it needs to be. So hopefully that's helpful. Look into some of the supplementation, and don't forget your cod liver oil. You know I'm going to tell you to take that. Or suggested anyway, because I think fish oil, especially cod liver oil, one of the best things you could put in your body. It is. Vitamin A, vitamin D. Listen, that's grandma medicine at its best, in my opinion. 888-283-7272. Send me an email also at asaandrew.com. Going to the phone lines now, we have Hersey. Hi, Hersey. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I've been a sick guy almost all my life. I now have, I'm 344 pounds, 6 tall. Try to walk, say, 8 blocks. I'm having to stop and get my breath and everything.
I don't know what you're going through. I know that's tough. I know it's you're in a place right now where you feel like you need to get your life back, almost like it's just been taken from you in many ways.
I do.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing right now to build up your body, to build your body and bring health to it? Have you changed your diet? Have you looked into any supplementation? Talk to me about what you are doing.
I'm eating fruits and eating yogurt, only because I've heard of you saying so. Taking cod liver oil. I don't know what's the difference between that and the fish oil, which is better, but I started with the cod liver oil, and then I'm walking, say, about a half a mile a day. I go out to the senior citizen place and get on the treadmill, and I can't go over 12 minutes, and I'm out of breath, and my knees hurt so bad from my arthritis. I just can't go no farther than that so far.
Okay.
And I've been going at it for about, I'd say, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. All right, now you've been to your doctor recently. What have they said?
Well, I went to the doctor, and they took a panel of a blood test, and I was told that I had to take this cholesterol pill, this high blood pressure pill, and this Tylenol for pain. I wake up about, or stop breathing about 132 times during the night. So I don't sleep very good, about 2 hours, and I feel like I'm drowning. I got to sleep almost up in the setup position.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, it sounds like we need to hit, I mean, you've got a lot going on for sure, but I want you to know one thing is that your body can change, and we can't come up with a game plan. It sounds like you've got your eating a little bit on track, but maybe we can tweak that a little bit. Remember, it's all about taking these little daily steps, and we start doing one little thing after another, and then you'll look back months from now and you'll see how your health has changed. And so first and foremost, I've got the different health prescriptions that I talk about on my website at asaandrew.com. And one of those that's really important with what you're talking about, like you were saying, exercise, but it really comes down to eating and putting the right kind of foods inside of the body. So, for example, even though you've got diminished lung function, decreased oxygen, putting the right kind of foods is always first, no matter what, because if your eating is not right, then your health is not going to be right, because your body can only take and make good, new, healthy cells based on the foods you're putting inside your body every day. So if you're not putting in the right kind of fuel, your body can't make the right kind of cells. And that's the key. So each meal, 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between the fruits thing, that's great. I mean, stay with that because that's a good thing. We get a lot of nutrients out of fruits, but you've got to have a good lean quality protein source like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Even the yogurt that you're doing, no problem with that. Make sure it's goat's milk yogurt. That's the best kind. And then also, you've got to have healthy fats. The omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those are critical for overall health. It cuts down inflammation. It helps with our endocrine system, which is a hormone system, and it just helps all the way around. Now, with you having an issue breathing and not getting, you're just feeling exhausted, feeling like you can't get your breath, and having the conditions that you have with your lungs, then there's several things to look out for that can be helpful. Now, I know they did a blood test for you. I would definitely have them go back and check and see what other kind of blood tests they can do, possibly to look at either a TIBC, which is looking at your iron, have them do ferritin so they can make sure you're doing good proper uptake and utilization of your iron, but to make sure also that your iron levels and saturation rate is okay. And have them do what's called MMA, methylmalonic acid. That'll look at your B12 levels, and then folic acid as well. So I would look at all those, because you can have deficiencies and not even know it. You can have certain deficiencies within the body and really not be picking up on that. And that's a real key to look at when you're looking at your overall health, because I'm telling you, in so many ways, it is important to look at everything when it comes to the lungs. I mean, definitely they're going to be doing spirometry. They're going to be doing tests on you to make sure your lung capacity is where it needs to be. But you also want to look at the nutritional deficiencies in there and any roles that they could play, because your body gets sick and breaks down for three different reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. Number two, toxicity. And that can be anything from environmental toxins to emotional toxins. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we can kind of couch that. And then there's also the genetic component. Well, you got the genetic component in there that's really, really a big deal. And that's what mom and dad gave us. But, you know, that's about 20, 25, maybe 30% in some cases. So the two-thirds of what we can do can be changed in a major, major way simply by changing our lifestyle choices, the things we eat. All of that plays a big role. Now, another thing with lung function and increasing pulmonary output, there are certain herbal formulas that can be helpful, like belladonna and hawthorn. There's some things that can be very helpful. You want to talk to your health food store person if you want, or you can contact one of the health coaches. They can do that as well. But someone will get you the help that you need as you're going through this. So hope that's helpful to you. Just you asked one more thing, too, about the difference between cod liver oil and fish oil. And I want you to know the difference. The difference is fish oil is good. So regular fish oil is fine. Omega-3 fish oil is great. But if they don't use a cod liver oil source, it doesn't really have the vitamin A and the vitamin D that naturally occurs in the cod liver oil. And those are just two good components. You're talking about how your immune system just can't get up. You feel like you can't shake colds like you need to, and your body can't overcome any respiratory infections. Well, the vitamin D plays a big role. We know it through research that the vitamin D now is becoming this wonder nutrient that we don't get, that technically we get from the sun, but we just don't get enough of it. And the vitamin D levels are so critical for our immune system and building our immune system up, keeping it strong, keeping it where it needs to be so we can function and play at a high level. So another thing that might be good for you when you get all the blood testing done is get the vitamin D tested. Make sure that your numbers are between about 70 and 90 on the blood test so that it's at a good level, so you'll know exactly where it needs to be and exactly where to keep it. So it's just one of those things that when it drops down to 30 or 40, that's in the normal range, mind you, when it gets down into 35 and low numbers like that. However, it becomes a challenge, because when it gets down in those numbers, it's very difficult for the body to maintain proper endocrine function and also bone density and just all the way around immunity or immune system function. So just something to look at when you go to your primary care physician and just ask them. They'll run the test for you. But good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. And realize this, that don't lose hope with your health. I know you're struggling right now and you feel like it's tough and you feel like maybe you're in a place where your health is struggling, but that's okay. It's okay to go through the seasons of life where there's a struggle, because it gives you a chance and an opportunity to have victory, to apply some new things in your life, to kind of take you from where you are now to where you need to be, and to bring you to a new place in life. And I think that's what will happen. If you don't have a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, I hope you will get one, because I think it'll be a great guide for you to kind of get you to the next level. And you're there. You just got to make some new changes. Following some of the basics here is part of that step.
Individual.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Email came in, JC. In Little Rock, Arkansas, he says, I've been dealing with gout on and off for over the last 2 years. I've just been diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm ready to get well. Where do I start? Well, JC, that's a couple of great questions, a couple of things that a lot of people deal with. Gout being primarily the body's inability to break down proteins, and specifically they're called purines. And they build up uric acid crystals in the joints, like the big toe or the hip or the elbow or the wrist, and it becomes really, really painful, hot and red. And there's certain medications that are normally given for that. But there's some things you can do naturally, too, to help the body break down proteins a little bit better. Make sure you get a blood test done by your primary care physician and have them check out uric acid. A lot of times that's really important, and it'll show you if that's typically what's going on. There's several things that can be done. I'll tell you that for breaking down proteins, really important. Now, the typical things that they say for gout, you want to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods, excess sugars, and fruit juices. You definitely want to stay away from those. That's important to make sure that you give the body what it needs to cut down inflammation. It's important to do that. The other, there's been a lot of research done, and we found in different articles that things like apple cider vinegar can help break down and stimulate more hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract in the stomach, which can help break down proteins a little bit better. And you can get the supplement form of HCl in most health food stores. It's called betaine hydrochloride. And that can help. So there's several things you can do if you're dealing with gout. And proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that you take in between meals, and they've been shown to have great promise as well. Now, dealing with diabetes, I don't know if you're overweight or not. It's hard to say because people that are thin get diabetes as well. But if you are overweight, losing the weight is important. Obviously, getting back to more of your fighting weight is going to be a good thing. Now, with diabetes, we're dealing with the pancreas. Pancreas stops the insulin, and the insulin becomes a real challenge. Now, here's the deal. The receptor sites in the bloodstream for insulin begin to cut down. If you eat processed foods, sugar-based foods over and over again, there's a big yo-yo effect that happens in the body. Finally, the pancreas just backs out and just says, I can't do this anymore. And when that happens, the body says, the insulin levels begin to decrease when blood sugar levels are going up and down all day, and the body gets worn out, and that's when you start leading into type 2 diabetes. So, some good things to do. Cinnamon is a really good spice in our cabinet. Most people have it. And you can put that on your foods. It's been shown in study and research to cut down and help balance out blood sugar levels. Chromium is really good too. Vanadium, manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. All those supplementations are good. But nothing is better than a good diet. And you can do the supplementation. You know, there's plenty of research out on them. But the actual foods are going to be so critical. Overall, so critical. And here's the deal. This is the little trick. Proteins and fats together will balance blood sugar levels. So you can't just eat, say, an orange. You can, but it's going to spike your blood sugar levels just a little bit. Now, oranges are pretty low in what we call the glycemic index, but you want to make sure that you do maybe a fruit and some nuts together, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, and maybe a little bit of fish, something like that. So you get a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. You're going to help balance your blood sugar levels naturally, and it can handle it on its own. So those are some things that can be very beneficial and very helpful to you along the way. So dealing with diabetes, dealing with gout, you want to get well, stay well, live well. Remember, it's all about lifestyle choices. Do whatever your doctor has you doing as far as medication goes. But even the propylthia uracil type medications that they use for increased thyroid function that's out there, you have to be careful of those too, because there can be some side effects with that as well. So just if, I know you're not talking about thyroid here, but just be careful, because different medications such as that sometimes can have some, can cause difficulty in the body breaking down proteins. Not that it causes gout, but it can have some different side effects. So whatever medications you have, such as metformin, if you're doing any kind of glucophage, whatever it might be that your physician may have started you on, just make sure, no matter what, stay in line with what they tell you to do. But at the same time, do some things where you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. And make sure that they check your thyroid too, because a lot of times when you have gout and diabetes, those kind of conditions, sometimes a TPO antibody, which is a hidden antibody test that they usually do for the thyroid gland, sometimes they don't check that. They'll use just to TSH, T3, and T4. Everything might look okay, but you might have TPO that might be off. So did you get that checked out as well? Those two, hand in hand. It's always good to do additional blood tests if your physician is okay with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our quote for the day comes from one of my favorites. I mean, I absolutely love this. I'm a big football fan, and I love the old coaches like Vince Lombardi. And he said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. I love it. And it's so true, the mentality that we have to have in life. Winning isn't everything. It's not. Sometimes you're not going to win. That's all right. But it's the desire. It's the desire to want to get well, the desire to say, I'm not going to settle for the kind of health that I have right now. Maybe I've made some poor choices up to this point, but I can make some new choices. I can make some brand new choices today and have the kind of health that I'm looking for tomorrow. Whether it's for you, it's your family members, your loved ones, whatever it is. It's the desire to want to get well. And that's what I want to encourage you with, is that the desire to want to get well, to stay well, to live well. You can do it, but you have to have a mindset change. It all starts in the mind. It's the want to. You get the want to down, and I'm telling you, everything else will fall into line. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our senior producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm basically your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, don't ever give up the idea that there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days, or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.